I am confident that the generosity of each community will fully support these estimates. The sum of these community efforts will meet the needs of the nation as a whole. To solve this problem in this way accords with the fundamental sense of responsibility, neighbor to neighbor, community to community, upon which our nation is founded. The possible misery of helpless people gives me more concern than any other trouble that this depression has brought upon us. It is with these convictions in mind that I have the responsibility of opening this nationwide appeal to citizens in each community that they provide the funds with which, community by community, this task shall be met. The maintenance of a spirit of mutual self-help through voluntary giving, through the responsibility of local government, is of infinite importance to the future of America. Everyone who aids to the full extent of his ability is giving support to the very foundations of our democracy. Everyone who, from a sympathetic heart, gives to these services is giving hope and courage to some deserving family. Everyone who aids in this service will have lightened a beacon of help on a stormy coast of human adversity. The success and the character of nations are to be judged by the ideals and the spirit of a people. Time and again, the American people have demonstrated a spiritual quality, a capacity for unity of action, of generosity, a certainty of results in time of emergency that have made them great in the annals of the history of all nations. This is a time, and this is an occasion, when we must arouse the idealism, the spirit, the determination, the unity of action, from which there can be no failure in this primary obligation of every man to his neighbor and of a nation to its citizens, that none who deserve shall suffer. I would that I possessed the art of words to fix the real issue with which the troubled world is faced in the mind and heart of every American man and woman. Our country and the world are today involved in more than a financial crisis. We're faced with a primary question of human relations, which reaches to the very depths of organized society and to the very depths of human conscience. This civilization and this great complex which we call American life is built and can alone survive upon the translation into individual action of that fundamental philosophy announced by the Savior 19 centuries ago. Part of our national suffering today is the failure to observe these primary yet inexorable laws of human relationship. Modern society cannot survive with the defense of Cain, am I my brother's keeper? No governmental action, no economic doctrine, no economic plan or project can replace that God-imposed responsibility of the individual man and woman to their neighbor. That is a vital part of the very soul of a people. If we shall gain in this spirit from this painful time, we shall have created a greater and more glorious America. The trial of it is here now. It is the trial of the heart, the conscience of individual men and women. In a little over a month, we shall celebrate our time-honored festival of Thanksgiving. I appeal to the American people to make November 26 next the outstanding Thanksgiving Day in the history of the United States. That we may say on that day that America has again demonstrated her ideals, that we have each of us contributed our full part, that we are each of our communities have given full assurance against hunger and cold amongst our people, that upon this Thanksgiving Day, we have removed the fear of the forthcoming winter from the hearts of all who are suffering and in distress, that we are our brother's keeper. I am on my way to participate in the commemoration of the victory of Yorktown. It is a name which brings a glow of pride to every American. It recalls the final victory of our people after years of sacrifice and privation. This nation passed through the Valley Forge and came to Yorktown.
The President of the United States has spoken.